You're listening to FMGRadio.com.
Welcome to the Penelope Cox Show, the educator connector who's improving lives by connecting you to the premier educators teaching digital marketing today.
What I recommend as a primary strategy for online and social media is to build online trust through education. So deliver content that educates the reader or the listener and become a thought leader in your industry. And in doing so, you're going to be trusted and you're going to be a resource, and you'll encourage your followers to share your content. The other thing I recommend is that you have a strategy online to make connections online and to build strong relationships offline. So what you do is you have all your social media and online marketing components working, you're making online connections, and you're encouraging your connections to go offline with you into your database where you can market to them using email marketing. And that's where you can build strong relationships offline. And then to get started, I recommend that you use something like a marketing benchmark questionnaire, which is what I use for my consulting. And the questionnaire has a series of questions that determines where you are now with your digital footprint, your online marketing. And from that starting point, that benchmark, you can use that as a springboard to set your goals, to form your strategies, to prioritize what should be done first based on your resources and your goals, and then also a plan to implement, and then ultimately the follow-through and follow-up with the leads and your prospects. And then on top of all of that, track and measure your results. And if you find that this is overwhelming, that you're just not a technical guru and you don't see yourself doing all of this yourself, not to worry. My recommendation is to find somebody who is technically proficient, who can do the execution and the posting on your behalf, and you become the voice of your social media and online marketing, and you become involved with creating the content and approving of the content, and have your technical guru that you outsource or hire post and execute your social media and your online marketing. And then the person that I follow, who's one of my mentors, his name is Patrick Schwertfeger, and I don't know how to spell it, but he's authored a book, Marketing Shortcuts for the Self-Employed. You can find the book on Amazon, or you can log on to his website, and the website is called 80shortcuts.com. So it's the number 80, shortcuts, plural, .com. And you can buy the book there. And this is a great roadmap for building your digital footprint and your online marketing strategy. It's an easy book to follow. There's not one chapter that's more than 3 pages long. And at the end of each chapter, there's an action plan, a brief checklist that you can follow, and you can use it as a resource to go from ground zero to a complete, robust online marketing campaign.
You've been listening to The Penelope Cox Show, The Educator Connector. All showtimes, guest files, and interviews are archived on Penelope's official site at penelopecoxshow.com.